what mechanisms are they looking at in making notes more detectable, recognizable to the blind and low vision? I once heard they were considering a program of actually giving blind persons a money identifier, an actual tool to read the currency, talk of markings. What, if anything, is being done on that front?
I'm actually the project leader for development of a tactile element that we're going to add to our currency, which will assist the blind to denominate. And part of our program is that it's a multi-pronged approach, because we realize that there are even some blind people who have neuropathy as a result of diabetes and don't have a very keen sense of touch. And so we are also offering a coupon, at least we expect it to be a coupon, that will be redeemable for a currency denominator. We're trying a multifaceted approach to this situation so that a tactile feature be incorporated, as well as offering some kind of denominating device for people as well.
Right. Well, we have the iBill that came out last year, but our concern is we cannot upgrade the firmware, so if the notes change, maybe it won't work anymore. And now something recently called LookTel, but they put the disclaimer on that they cannot guarantee that it will, I say, don't use it to read counterfeit currency. What kind of device do you think it'll be? What's the spec, you think, of a device that we would use to actually read the currency?
Yeah, Michael, that's something that I can't really speculate on, and that's why we're leaning more toward a coupon program, similar to what was used by the FCC when they converted from analog to digital
televisions. Right, the HD TV receiver tuners, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and that way you could choose from a variety of different vendors.
Exactly, okay. Exactly, because we don't want to try to mandate what is the best for an individual, because there's so many different categories that of people that have different needs, and so we figure that offering some kind of a coupon that can be redeemed may be the best way to satisfy most people.
Do you have a website if folks want to just kind of learn more about the whole process and what you do?
We sure do. I'd like to invite your listeners to go on the web to www.moneyfactory.gov, and it tells all about the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and one of the links there is for meaningful access, and that'll give you some information on this project.
Broadcasting from CSUN 2011, for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Off.